마치 간다 하시는 거 아니에요.
Let's pray once again.
가도 우수수 온풍그리스 몰라 우부가과 그것을 죄수 우품의
Lord Jesus, on this great day, the great day where you rose from the dead, rose from the tomb, we are together to bow before you, to worship
you.
Hero of all heroes, you overcame sin and you overcame death.
이마 바깥이 그의 만족, 옷에서 부푼다고 했습니다.
In our midst now, Lord, and bless the reading of your word.
세벤가 모모여 인도에네, 로난도, 옷와요, 인다바야.
Work through your Holy Spirit in each heart that, and everyone that's listening to your word.
Amen. It takes place to Nam Sanjas in Tona Etwatin Yokara, Papa Sakuri. It's a Shugo, Sensumless Sam. It is Leshumi Nani. Leshumi Nani.
Now we read from our text in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 14.
대파 우마우 크리스도 앵아부수한다 꼬마필레 옥슈마에다 웨이트 우이인세 노콜라 웨이트 우이인세
And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty.
이베시 레슈네스 콤비스
And verse 17 대파
우마우 크리스도 앵아부수한다 우콜라 웨이트 아부시지루
Verse 17, And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Jesus is risen. He rose on the first day of the week. Next Sunday.
Abantu bebephila abaqedulo isabatha. Kodwa amaKristu lapho kuvuka uJesu kwabafileyo basebethi lona usuku lethu lolo olukhulu kunolwesabatha ngoba inkosi yesabatha kanti ivukile kalolusuku.
In those days, they still celebrated the Sabbath, being Saturday. But when the Lord rose on the first day of the week, being Sunday, the Christians at that time said, this will be the great day in the week for us, for this is also the day that He is risen. The risen Christ, He is risen, which means He has overcome everything. There are many religions in this world. There's Hinduism, there's Islam, there are many other religions as well. But they are different to Christianity. They serve someone who did not rise from the dead. Our Lord, the Lord Jesus, rose from the dead.
Omunye wezinye inkolo owagxeka ubuKristu.
Someone who belonged to another religion he scoffed at the Christians and the Christian religion. He criticized it. He said, well, what is Christianity after all? We've got the better religion. He was proud of the fact that they still sat with the bones of their person that they were worshipping. And they said that the Christians just have an empty grave.
Why am I in a bowl, Nukuti? Galoko, Uvezi Kliniso, Enku, Impera, Ituna, Negotiate, the empty, Analuto, go by Yena, Wafuka.
Well, by that, he is just exposing the truth that it's so true that our Lord, he rose from the dead, his tomb is empty.
If I believe it, Uma to Christian Afuganda, Shumayela Petuizeleze.
And the Bible says if Christ is not risen, then our preaching and faith is in vain.
No, Korakwe, Kuize.
Our faith is in vain, it's futile.
Uma, Umsindisi Wako, No Kululi Wake Mafuganda.
If your Savior, your Redeemer did not rise from the dead, then your faith is in vain.
Emptiness.
And if your faith is built on a Christ that did not rise from the dead, then your faith is full of emptiness. Now these days people came to me and asked me what the significance of Easter eggs are at Easter time. Now, in certain areas, this tradition goes back even to way before the birth of Christ. And for them, that was symbolic of a new birth, and that even the earth is reborn. In other words, a sign of new life that appears. Nowadays, they don't just use a normal egg, which they decorate, even though some people still do that. Today, they make the eggs out of chocolate. Well, the resurrection of our Lord is far sweeter than chocolate. So I can understand why the early Christians used the egg as a symbol of Christ's resurrection, because out of an egg comes the chick, the newborn chick, and so this egg is symbolic of that new life. Now let's go on to speak about the resurrection of our Lord. It's the greatest story that ever was. When the enemy had crucified him, they declared their victory. But that was very short-lived, that celebration. Shortly after that, the Lord rose from the dead.
No Maria Magdalene, but the Navafundi. Navadabalindi, get sopa, cut the sopa, wipe it, Bonagani Sakubantu, Abangaba Salwan, Abangamakulai Shah. Good Shukoti, Indaba, Yomfuka Jesu, Abu Nabukiwa, who cared at all, Omenabu Topeka.
Now, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus is a well-documented fact. He didn't just appear to Mary and to Mary Magdalene and to a few of his disciples. He did that. But he appeared to many others as well. In fact, at one point, he appeared to 500 of his followers at one time. If you think of what the Lord Jesus went through, the suffering he went through, his death, but then his resurrection as well. In fact, you cannot describe it. Not even the tongues of angels are enough to describe what the Lord did for us. Before they crucified him, they beat him, they tortured him, they put that crown of thorns on his head. Many people don't know what a real big thorn really looks like. Overseas people even come here and say, can you show us a real thorn bush? But the people living in the bush are very familiar with thorns. And so they at that time took these thorns, they wove a crown of thorns and put that on his head. And they mocked him, and they beat him, and they beat him on his head, on that crown, on those long thorns that they penetrated into his head with their poisonous tips. And they mocked him, and they said, Hail King! And then eventually they crucified him on the cross.
And
By the time he hung on the cross, they say you could not even recognize his face anymore.
Isaiah prophet, a prophet, Ephadini, Yitzhak, Mamabini, Ephesi, Leshumina, Eti, Abani, Bamangala, Kaye.
In Isaiah we read that many were surprised to see him.
Ubuso bakhe babonakele kuno babantu. 52:14. Yes, in peace.
Isaiah 52:14. Just as many were astonished at you, so his visage was marred more than any man. And his form more than the sons of men. His face was more marred than that of any man. They beat him. He was not recognizable anymore. And his form more than the sons of men. So he suffered terribly. I just want to use a feeble example. There was a mother who had a son. He was still at school. And then often, as he was at school or when he played at home, some children came to him. And they said to this boy, why is your mother so horrible? So ugly. And they said much about her and the way she was and mocking her. They said, why has she got such a funny, crinkled face? Her skin's all shriveled up, and she has got hair on her head, and you just see teeth in her mouth. And the son was very troubled by it. And so one day he went to his mother. And he said to his mother, mother, why are you so ugly? Said, because the other children are mocking me about you because you're so ugly, because your skin is the way it is, and you've got no hair, just the way you look.
Mama, what's it gonna say now? What kind of its image, what color can you see it?
And the mother started to cry, she wept.
What in God, Dana? We are turned. Ukwazi, ukuthi kuze kwenje kungasizathu sini.
She said, my child, do you really want to know why I look like I do?
Uma ufuna ukwazi ngokuthe.
If you really want to know, I'll tell you.
Wamlandisa ke wathi mntanami.
So she told him.
Ngesikhathi usemncane.
She said, my child, when you were still very small.
Usebomvana. Ngakushiya endlini.
You were still a small baby and I left you in the house.
Kwelinye lamakamelo.
In one of the bedrooms.
Ngezwa kumenyezwa. Kuthiwa yasha indlu.
Then suddenly I heard people screaming, shouting, saying that the house was on fire.
Ngathi ngiyaphuthuma. Ngafika intuthu isivalile namalangabi. Kunzima ukungena ngaphakathi.
By the time I got to the house, it was going up in flames already, engulfed by the flames. Full of smoke.
Ngacabanga enhlizweni yami. Ngathi ingane yami iphakathi kulendlu eshayo.
And I knew as I looked at it that my child is in that house that's on fire.
What do you mean, Faith?
And I knew that this was certain death for you.
Not to man, but what you mean, Paul said, Ginge, no more 22, Ginga Samo Nilu Do, Savuta Namalanda, Pakat.
Said, my child, I realized there was only one thing I could do, and that was to run into the house even though it was full of smoke and flames.
Uthi ngayiphosa ngangena ngaphumputa ngathi akusho ukuthi umbhede ewenjani le akengiye khona.
And I couldn't even open my eyes properly because of the smoke. I had to feel my way till I found your bed.
Ngase ngafika umbhede wami, ngase ngifika wena.
Fortunately, I could make it to the bed and I found you there wrapped in that blanket, and that's why you hadn't caught fire yet, because you were protected. And of course, by this time, I was in the flames already. And I was burned by those flames. And I took you, my child. I took you into my arms and I made my way through the door. And I held you close to myself. And she said, then I noticed that by this time my clothes were on fire already. I managed to get out of the house, put you in a safe place, and then I had to try and somehow extinguish the flames. She said, my son, I look the way I do because I tried to save you and I saved you. You were safe and you had no harm, but I formed, and I look the way I do because of you.
What have you done now, me?
And she said, my child.
Yes, this is that too. So what did you mention?
That's the reason that I am the way I am.
Not dead, not Zimbabwe. Not dead, not Zimbabwe.
I put my life on the line for you because of the love I have for you. So that you can look the way you do, and that you look as good as you are. As
you do.
Many people speak about how good you look. But I had to sacrifice everything, and I had to go through fire so that you can look the way you do. As I said, that's just a feeble example of what the Lord Jesus did for you and for me, that we can have life is because of his suffering. We don't have time to go into detail now how he suffered. Even before he was crucified, how they tortured him before the time, and the suffering he went through as he hung on the tree. And it said that at the ninth hour, which is 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he called out with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, Lama Sabachthani. Which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? God himself forsook him because he was carrying your sins. And darkness came over the earth. Even the sun hid its face because it could not stand seeing its creator being treated in this way. And that was because of people, sinners, enemies of the gospel. At that time there was a scientist in Egypt, and when it turned dark during the day, he said, this is a sign that we've come to the end of the world. And he said, if it's not the end of the world, it's a sign that the Creator of heaven and earth is suffering.
Ah,
And then how true wasn't it? The earth shook. Even the earth shuddered at the sight of its creator. And the Lord called out, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" God forsook him because he was carrying your sin, your iniquity, your wickedness. You say you're enjoying it, but it was the most terrible thing for him and for God. So the Lord called out with a loud voice.
It is finished.
You when someone dies, their last words, you've got to put your ear close to their mouth just to understand what they're saying. They only whisper it, but his last words, he shouted out, he called out, "It is finished."
What did he see?
And he hung his head and he died. He died for sinners, people that had forsaken God, their Creator. The Bible says a donkey and a cow, they know their manger and their where they stay, but people do not know their Creator. We cannot explain and describe his suffering on the cross. And they say that one day, it was a very hot day and a fire broke out on a certain farm. They tried to extinguish the fire and they failed. And eventually everything had been destroyed. Everything was destroyed. But people walked through the ashes just to see if there was still anything that could be saved. Inspecting the damage that had been done by the fire. As they were going along, they found a hen that was totally scorched. Totally black by the flames. And someone kicked over the hen. And as he kicked away the head, underneath were a lot of little chicks. So So obviously this hen, when she noticed the flames coming, she gathered her chicks under her wings. And that way she protected them. They survived the fire. She said, I will rather die so that they may live. And in the same way, the Lord Jesus went through the worst fire, worse than the fire of hell itself.
Wow, Shaggy. What the wild fire.
And he died.
Ukubatina as Kose. Napansi wake. What a failure.
And by doing that, he took us under his wings, that by giving his life, we are saved.
I can one day walk.
After he had died, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, they had been secret disciples. They were those that believed in the Lord Jesus, but they were afraid that people would notice it, so they did it in secret. And they came with cloth and spices to anoint the body. And so they embalmed his body. They used these spices, these ointments, which were special for that, and they bandaged him and put more of it on, and they did a proper job of it. And so it had the same effect, that embalming process had the same effect of putting on plaster of Paris. And so they did that to his whole body and his head as well. They wrapped in this cloth. So there are bodies which you can look at even today, which were embalmed over 2,000 years ago. And that's what they did to the Lord Jesus.
And essi casseggiu, si pende.
So while the celebrations were still going on in hell, where they were rejoicing, saying, well, at last we've now finally overcome our enemies.
Who said, Kikis, I call telescope?
So while that rooster in hell was crowing about his victory,
et sei gomsum.
On that morning, that first day of the week, when the Lord arose,
Gopin Vilobusa Gosum.
At the break of dawn,
restart.
On the third day,
Maria Magdalene, Novulu Maria, Bakuma, Bayetuni.
Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, they went to the tomb.
Go, Baba's father, Etuneni, Resiki, Queni, Ezequiri, Tapituan, Kulu, Akopen, Abashise, Bentum, Goti. Pagati Wetwada. I am a tuna,
Now they went to the tomb. Now that tomb was not like a grave as we know it today. The rich people in those days, they hew a chamber, a tomb out of the rock, into a rock, and it was like a big chamber where they laid their dead.
Joseph was Arimathea, Obesikwilesikulu, Emo Oppenheimer Vanesosikati, Otopi Itunalake, Etwale.
So Joseph of Arimathea, he was a wealthy man at that time. That was the, he was the Oppenheim of that time. Now, a tomb like that was reserved only for the very wealthy. But when Joseph had taken the body down, he said to Nicodemus, I'm going to lay him in my tomb where no one has ever been put. Now, the door to the tomb was not a wooden door that would rot after a while. No, they take a huge boulder and cut it, that it's as round, and that would be placed before the entrance of the tomb. Why was it made to be round?
Go back. Benisida. But Beninda Pesuwa Matana Matatu. I'm a flat, I'm a tattoo. Bese bantu sege, bani soto ge, akope la pati, besuma be bani tuna, baltraya, so, kute vale, ebnyaka.
It had to be round because of its weight. They say they were up to 3 tons in weight, these rocks which they closed the door with, so that you'd have to roll it to the side to get in.
Yakubula kikena kulelo tuna.
I remember going to that tomb where they say he was lying. And some of the choir members that were with us in Israel saw it too. It's a big entrance. When When I saw the entrance of the boulder that they used to close it, I said, well, I would agree with those that claim that it was even 5 tons in weight because of the sheer size.
Maria Magdalena, no more Maria, but
so at the crack of dawn, Mary and Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, they went to the tomb. And suddenly there was an earthquake. The earth shook, for the angel of the Lord had come down and had moved the stone to one side, and then the angel sat on that stone. The face of that angel was glorious, shining like a star, or like lightning.
Nayo obolayo ingubo zayo zazimhlophe okucazimulayo.
And the garments of the angel were dazzling white.
Abalindi bethuna bathuthumela ngokwesaba nxa beyibona baquleka njengabafileyo hlakazeka phansi.
And the guards there that were guarding the tomb, they were shocked, and they fell to the ground as people that were dead. And when they came to themselves again, they got up and ran at full speed to the high priest to tell them about what had happened, how the earth had shaken, the angel had come down like lightning, and the stone had been removed. Well, they stood in, I can understand that they were in a state of shock, because a Roman soldier who was not faithful in his work at that time was executed. They were so disciplined that when they were standing at attention, and a wasp or a bee would sting them on their nose, they wouldn't flinch, they wouldn't move. They say when they stood guard and were at in their position, even if a wall fell over next to them and onto them, they wouldn't move to the side. They just let the wall fall on them, bury them alive. They were very disciplined, not like soldiers today.
Attack
And in the sight of shock, they went to the high priest and they said, this is what's happened. He's risen. He's gone. They said, no, no, impossible. We cannot let this story get out. So they bribed these guards and they said, we'll give you money. And you tell people that you were asleep, you weren't watchful, and then the body was stolen. I don't know whether they didn't think properly, because who would believe anyone that wants to steal a
horse?
And the soldier said, but it's impossible. For a Roman soldier, this carries the death penalty. We cannot do it. When our superiors hear, they'll execute us. And the chief priest said, don't worry, we'll see to that. We'll talk to your superiors. We'll explain to them. And that's how the story spread that the disciples had stolen the body.
Kwafika abafundi bakaJesu bazithola uJesu.
So it was very profitable for those guards. They got a lot of money for it, and so they were prepared to spread that lie.
Kanti ngezi ekhanya njengonyazi nengulu unengubo zalo zi twazilunda.
And then this angel who had come down like lightning and whose clothes were shining, dazzling. This angel then spoke to these women. Now often we speak to the woman and say that it's through the woman that sin came into this world.
Oh, Dr. Fanny, what is it? Abispasad. Barnes Pampadin Sigatris. What about my sex today? Abatodon, you say, Padadin. Domonoka, John. Abispasad. Barma. This Pampadin.
But we must give you credit, because when everyone else had fled at the scene of the cross, at the cross, the men had long run away, but the women were
there.
So as husbands, we need to honor our wives and regard them highly for doing that, for being at the cross right to the end.
Kanti nokuthetha sesethuleni obani abafika kuqala. Hayi amadoda, hayi abafana.
And even if the two women were the first to get there, while the others were still asleep, the men weren't even there yet, here they were. And so we want to encourage you to be faithful and to be diligent as they were.
Yes, it could all be an old thing. Namaskar.
And then And the angel spoke to the woman and said, do not be afraid. Says, I know you are seeking Jesus who was crucified. But he is not here. He is alive just as he told you, because he had told them that the Son of Man was to die and on the third day rise again. And he said to them, come and I will show you where his body was lying. And then he said to them, but now go quickly to his disciples and tell them that he has risen from the dead. Never despise a woman, for it was women who were the first to proclaim the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Tell me, you as a woman, is that what you are busy with? Or are you busy with other things? He said, go and tell the disciples that you did not find him here any longer, for he is risen. And to go to Galilee to meet with him there, for he will meet them there. Remember how he met them there. There in Galilee on that mountain, where he told them to go to all the world, for all power has been given to him. But some of them doubted. So the women ran from the tomb. They left the tomb and ran. And they were greatly afraid. But rejoicing greatly too. They hurried to tell the disciples the message from the angel. And as they were running, suddenly they saw Jesus standing before them. He greeted them. He said, greetings. That's how he spoke to them. So they fell at his feet and worshipped him. And he said to them, do not be afraid. Go quickly and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, where I will meet with them. How amazing!
madoda singabafowabo kaJesu siyithatha njengabafowabo siphila njengabafowabo kaJesu okube kwabafileyo.
How amazing that the Lord refers to them as his brothers. These men who had just denied him, forsaken him, left him in the lurch, and yet here he refers to them as his brothers. Can you imagine such a thing? The Lord referring to us as his brothers. Do we act and live like his brothers? They went into the city.
Amanye amapolisa ethempeli ayekade elinda ithuna aya kubakristu abakhulu abathene lokho okwenzekileyo.
The guards who had guarded the tomb went to the high priest to tell them what had happened.
Kwabizwa umhlangano wabaholi bonke bamaJuda.
They immediately called a meeting of the council.
Kwanqunywa ukuwagwazela amaphoyisa.
And the Jewish leaders, and they decided that they would give these guards money to bribe them.
Athi besilele ngenkathi abafundi bakaJesu beza ebusuku bazothonjwa isidumbu sakhe.
They bribed them to spread the story that they had been asleep while the disciples stole the body.
Umbuzi angeza ngale ndaba babathembisa kanjalo.
And they even said that they would speak to their leaders and that they don't get into trouble for it.
Zizonimela futhi zonke izinto ziyoluka.
They say, don't worry, we will sort that side out.
Ngakho amaphoyisa akwamukela ukugwazelwa lokho.
And so the guards were prepared to be bribed.
Atsho lokho ayetsheliwe ukuba akusho.
And they went and said that which they had been told to say.
Indaba yabo yasakazeka kakhulu phakathi kwabaJuda. Futhi basayikholwa kuze kube namuhla.
So that story spread among the Jews, and some believe it to this day.
Kodwa abafundi abayishumi nange basuka bayigalile bentabeni.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee to that mountain.
UJesu ayethi bazomthola khona.
The one Jesus had referred them to.
Bahlangana naye.
And then they met
bona bakhululeka kuye.
And then they met him and they worshipped him. It's a wonderful story, his resurrection.
Bangashumayela iqiniso uma beswa ihore lodwa bekhotwa amalanga esikolo.
He said, if I could just take my theological students, my co-workers, and hold them in the flames of hell just for 1 hour, and that is their theological training, and then let them go, they would know exactly what to go and do and what to preach. Would you continue living your lukewarm life if you had been exposed to the flames of hell for
a while?
The rich man said, oh my brothers, they're on their way here too, for they live the same life that I live. He said, Father Abraham, they don't listen to Moses and the prophets, but if someone were raised from the dead, they would listen. Abram said, if they don't listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not repent even if someone were raised from the dead. Now, Jesus himself rose from the dead, and yet there are still people who don't believe, who don't listen, who don't repent. You continue with your hardened heart. It's like a rock, and that rock has not been broken. Now you may be indifferent now, and you just carry on with your life, but when you're in hell, you will start praying for those people. Then you will be concerned about your own family, your neighbors, who now you don't even tell about the gospel. You have no burden for their souls. You're just carrying on your own life. But that's where it will change when you're in hell, but then God's grace will have passed. Wake out of your sleep. Jesus is risen. You should also rise with him to newness of life and show forth his glory. And don't just say, well, that's only for the Christians. But remember, not only Christians die, you'll die too. Not only the Christians or the so-called Christians who aren't genuine will burn in hell, you burn with them.
Let's bow our heads and pray.
words fail us. We cannot praise you and thank you enough when we hear about your death and your resurrection. To many, your death and resurrection is in vain. But Lord, we pray that today many will be shaken, as at that time when the earth was shaken, and where it shook and that boulder was removed from the tomb. Not that you could get out, but so that the woman could go in and see that you were no longer there.
Manje, nakho kuphile. UPhethu wagijima noJohane. Wavuka waqala ukugijima. UJohane wamsika ngoba usesekusha. Uma uJohane fika ethuneni, wahamba emnyango wavula. Kwasekulandela uPhethu wangena.
Now Peter, when he heard the news, he ran to the tomb, and John followed him, and he ran faster than him, because he was younger than he was, he overtook him. And John got to the tomb first, but he stopped at the entrance. Peter then, who was behind him, caught up, and when he got there, he went straight in. When he got there and he saw how the two clothes were lying, the position they were in, he could immediately recognize that Jesus had not been stolen, he has risen. So he could see that it was all still intact. It hadn't been cut open so the body could have been taken out by someone. It was all intact. So he recognized immediately, he is risen. Now have you met with that risen Lord? Do you believe yet? Just the shell was left. He was no longer there, and they knew he is risen.
Now
may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, he who died and rose again, may that grace be with you all.
Amen.
Thank you. Now go and live for your Lord.
Ona mashon nai, nai kuban na mashon nikaro.